what, for me, the lid has been taken off today is the involvement of the banks. The banks weren't sort of innocent bystanders in this. They were actually aggressive protagonists. So they were not just helping people to avoid and evade paying their tax. They were advising people on how to avoid and evade paying the tax. And I think a new issue that emerges for me is that we shouldn't go after the individuals. I think Stephen Green has got really important questions to answer, but I think we should be looking at HSBC as well. I think this undermines our trust in banks, and there are other countries that are taking HSBC to court over this. We too should defend our taxpayers and look at whether or not HSBC shouldn't be brought to account in the courts.
And why do you think, as you described there, Ms Hodge, that our authorities seem to rather pussyfoot around the issue? I mean, you know, compare and contrast how they act in the United States, both with individual tax avoiders and corporations that help them do it.
I think this is government facing both ways. On the one hand, they know that the public get really furious if they find unfairness in the system. If you're very rich or if you're a big corporation, you can find your way around paying tax. If the rest of us, you pay through PAYE, you just pay your dues automatically. They are facing both ways, and I think you get that with Stephen Green. I am astonished today that Stephen Green is not answering questions. He was the boss at that time. Either he knew what was going on, so he was complicit, or he didn't know, and then he wasn't on top of his job properly. Either way, he should be brought to the account. He was the boss. He has questions to answer.
Think you've got any chance of getting him in front of your committee?
Well, we have got a session, interesting enough, this Wednesday, already in our diary, when we're going to be talking to HMRC. And obviously this issue will come up. And I think following on that, if we think that it's relevant that we call to the committee either the bank or Stephen Green, and my committee want to do that, we will do it.
And the other questions, it's interesting you talk about HMRC because, you know, as we referred to earlier in terms of the amount of money they recovered and then the actions they take, they seem prepared to do deals, don't they? Not just with wealthy individuals, but with big companies. I know you've hauled them over the coals before for deals with companies like Vodafone and others.
Yeah. They do, and I just don't think it's right. There is a clear law. I think sweetheart deals aren't right. They argue that it's quicker to get the money in if you do a deal than if you litigate. But I think you could say the same about a benefit scrounger. It's quicker to get the money back than to take them through the courts. Why do we treat one group of citizens one way and another group of citizens the other way? And I do think it's powerful. People don't like to be dragged before the court. People don't want to be fined. They don't want to be sent to prison. If you demonstrate, through your cases that you will pursue people through the courts, I think probably that's the best way of stopping people getting involved in these outrageous practices. Well-